actually, what happened lately is not a real change in the policy. All the noise is around the government reply to court, according to which they will now again check from the beginning, like 3,000 asylum requests of Eritrean, that their asylum claims were already rejected, and that they will start checking asylum claims of Eritreans according to new criteria, unlike before. That's the change. But actually, up until now, they didn't really check asylum claims. And this reply to court shows that they intend to continue not checking asylum claims. They are just trying to find ways to persuade the court that they are doing something, with the hope that the court will not do what they should do, and that is make a decision. The asylum system in Israel is not functioning. Right now there are 23,500 Eritreans that are living for more than a decade now without any legal status. And this situation must be changed.
Isn't there a danger, though, that if the system is changed, then the government might start deporting Eritreans after they reject their asylum claims? Isn't it better for the situation to remain as it is? At least they can stay here and work.
I find it hard to believe that the Israeli government will deport the Eritrean asylum seekers. The only country that is deporting asylum seekers from Eritrea is Sudan. Lately, we did hear about some people from Eritrea who were removed from the U.S., but in general, the entire Western world understand that Eritreans cannot be deported. There are, of course, in any country, regime supporters from Eritrea that can go back to their own country and nothing will happen to them. But in general, there is a reason for the fact that Western countries do not deport Eritreans.
How concerned are the Eritrean asylum seekers by the changes or the changes that may take place in the system whereby their requests are assessed by the government?
Many people are not aware of the changes, and those who are aware of the changes are constantly alert. They say that that's their constant situation while they are in Israel, because like every year there are new initiatives to deport them once to their own country, once to put them in prison, once to Rwanda or Uganda. Like the Israeli policy is changing constantly, and there are decrees all the time. So they are all the time alert, waiting to see what will happen next. I'm talking not just about the decrease of deportation initiatives, but also the economic decrease, like the deposit law and all the taxes that asylum seekers in Israel have to pay in order to survive here.
Tell our listeners about the deposit law. I understand that 20% of all the very low salaries earned by the asylum seekers now have to be deposited on the side. It's not money that they receive. They can only receive this money, I understand, if they leave Israel.
It's not just the 20%. Like, the entire system is built in such a way that asylum seekers from Eritrea and Sudan get into their pocket less than half of the money they earn. Employers of asylum seekers must pay a kind of poll tax to the income tax, 20% of the brute salary of the asylum seeker. In addition to the 20% poll tax, they have to pay 16% to the deposit that the asylum seeker will receive only when leaving the country. And the asylum seeker himself has to deposit 20% of his net salary into that same deposit. That means that every asylum seeker, every employer who wants to employ asylum seeker in Israel must pay 36% in addition to what he would have paid if it was an Israeli worker. And in addition to that, the worker himself has to pay 20% of his net salary. So that's a huge amount of money going out from the pockets of the asylum seekers that work in jobs that Israelis do not want to do anyway and earn very, very small salaries as it is.